Chinese President Xi Jinping's calling for continuous efforts to crack down on corruption. He made the comments in a speech to the CPC's Central Commission for Discipline Inspection.
Greater efforts should be made to address minor corruption in areas related to people's livelihoods, protective umbrellas, shouting gun crimes, as well as obstacles to the implementation of policies designed to benefit people.
Xi Jinping stresses that those corrupt officials who show no signs of restraint must receive severe punishment regardless of their rankings. He also urges efforts to investigate and punish insurance fraud in medical institutions and improve the supervision system for overseas state-owned assets. China's chief trade negotiators arrived in Washington to conclude a phase one trade deal between the world's two largest economies. The two sides have spent nearly 2 years embroiled in a bitter trade dispute that imposed tit-for-tat levies on each other's products. Analysts suggest the bilateral trade war has contributed to conditions pushing the entire global economy to the edge of a possible recession this year. Last month, Beijing confirmed that the two sides agreed on the text for the phase one agreement based on the principle of equality and mutual respect. According to that, the U.S. will phase out additional tariffs on Chinese products, while China will buy more U.S. products to meet its own domestic demand. The United States has removed China from a list of countries it considers currency manipulators. The U.S. Treasury has submitted a report to Congress saying no major trading partner met the criteria for currency manipulation. The removal comes as Chinese Vice Premier Liu He arrived in Washington, D.C. to sign the Phase One trade deal with Washington. The Trump administration labeled Beijing a currency manipulator last August, following the weakening of the Chinese currency beyond 7 yuan per U.S. dollar. But China's central bank attributed the yuan's devaluation to factors including U.S. unilateral and protectionist measures, as well as the expectation of additional tariffs on Chinese goods. Beijing has confirmed that Executive Director Kenneth Roth of Human Rights Watch has been barred from entering Hong Kong. The foreign ministry stresses that it's China's sovereign right to allow or deny someone from entering the country. It also blames some NGOs for extending support to anti-China elements in Hong Kong and inciting separatist activities in the city. Talks in Moscow about bringing an end to Libya's long-running civil war have been adjourned for the night after the country's rival governments considered ceasefire proposals from Russia and Turkey. Fayez Sarraj is head of Libya's UN-recognized government in Tripoli. Sarraj and his rival Khalifa Haftar met with top diplomats and military officials from Russia and Turkey for the talks that lasted around 7 hours. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says certain progress has been made.
Marshal Haftar,
the commander of the Libyan National Army and the chairman of the House of Representatives in Tobruk, are looking positively at the document and asked for a little bit of extra time until tomorrow morning in order to decide whether they should sign it. I hope that this decision will be positive.
Libya plunged into turmoil after the 2011 civil war. Russia has maintained contacts with both conflicting parties. Queen Elizabeth II says she's agreed to grant Prince Harry and Meghan their wish for a more independent life that'll see them move part-time to Canada. The British monarch says her family and she herself are entirely supportive of Harry and Meghan's desire to create a new life as a young family. She says it's being agreed that there will be a period of transition in which the Sussexes will spend time in Canada and the UK. Monday's meeting involved the Queen, her heir, Prince Charles, and his sons, William and Harry, along with Meghan, expected to join by phone from Canada. A Pakistani court annulled the death sentence handed to former President Pervez Musharraf, ruling that the special court that found him guilty of treason last year was unconstitutional. Musharraf was sentenced to death in absentia in December after being tried on a charge of high treason for imposing a military coup and declaring a state of emergency in 2007. He's currently in Dubai after being allowed to leave Pakistan for medical treatment in 2016. The original ruling marked the first time that a former leader of Pakistan's armed forces had faced such a sentence for treason.